Okay, welcome back to week four, part two of the lesson. I'm actually recording this during high allergy and asthma season. And so I'm struggling a little bit with inhalers and coughing and hacking, and anyone that has allergies or asthma, I think, can relate. So why am I talking about this with you? Well, I'm talking about it because it's, again, another experience. So although coughing and allergies and runny noses and all the things that my lungs and my body is experiencing at this time is not fun, I think I would still get to the other side and say that I would want an experience in this lifetime where maybe I did understand what it was like to feel an allergic reaction to Mother Earth and what that's about and how to work myself through that. I clearly picked coming to this lifetime during COVID. I mean, we all did, if you're listening to this. So clearly there are some big health and wellness lessons for us that we've come here to experience. And the same thing with the people who were incarnated in the year 1919 going through the Spanish flu. Those people also came here to experience health and wellness and to learn those lessons. So I think if you were to talk to them, or if I was to talk to them on the other side, they would say, yeah, we learned. We learned about health. We learned about wellness. We learned about these experiences and what it was like to go through those and to have those things happen to us and to move forward or to connect forward in healing and in health and in wellness. And I think those things are really important for us to learn and us to experience collectively and on a soul level, on an individual soul level as well. So where am I going with this? Well, I'm going to the experience of having a soulmate and understanding that you're going to have relationships with soulmates that are amazing, and you're going to recognize soulmates. You're going to have moments in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes that you look at someone and you're like, oh my God, you are my soulmate. This can be an animal. This can be a person. This can be a lover. This can be a spouse. This can be a husband. It can be whoever. But you have that connection and you know that this is the person. They can read your mind. They move in sync with you. And some people have also chosen to come here and to not find a soulmate in this lifetime, but instead have their soulmate guide them from the other side and to go through an experience not having a soulmate and what that experience and what that journey is like. What I'm going to be doing in the meditation is I'm going to be taking you on a trip throughout four of your past lifetimes to meet four of your soulmates. You're going to learn who they are and what they taught you. And you're going to learn if you're still holding on to something from that relationship or if they're blocking you in some way. Why is that information important? It's important because I think that we can go through a previous lifetime and you can have a soulmate that you either never got over, a soulmate that you have won. It's just that one soulmate for you, and you and that person are connected in every single lifetime and connection, and that's it. Or maybe for you in past lifetimes, you have a different soulmate in each unique individual lifetime. And what did that person teach you? And is there any blocks or trauma that's been left and hasn't been healed between the two of you? Is that why you can't find your soulmate in this lifetime? Because you feel afraid from a previous lifetime? We don't ever usually bring that thought forward in our lives. We're so adamant that, you know, I don't find love because my parents had a horrible divorce, or I don't fall in love because I had a terrible ex-spouse. But the truth is, what if it has nothing to do with this lifetime? Just like a lot of our fears and blockages, you know, we talk about those in previous lessons. What if the fear and the blockage came from a previous lifetime? Well, I'm going to take you on a journey to experiencing four of them. But I think, and what I want you to remember is that you can listen to that meditation anytime. You've had so many lifetimes that you could continue to go back and discover who these soulmates are. I mean, you could start yourself a soulmate journal while you do the meditation once a week, and whoever you go in and you see, you write down. Maybe every single time it'll always be the same person, or maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be someone different. But being open to the experience is what's really and most important for you. Because our soulmates are the key to our now. That's what this is all about. That's what this entire program is about. Where are you blocked in the now? Yes, it's fun to go back and experience who we were and what lifetime we were in and where we lived. And a lot of answers came for me. Why do I always want to eat noodles and rice? My best lifetime was in Thailand. Most amazing. And I love the food and it brings me back when I eat that food. It takes me back to that lifetime. Why am I so interested in the Queen of England and England and castles and knights? And why do I gravitate to watching those movies? And when I'm watching them, why do I feel like I'm so much at home? Why does that feel like a familiar place to me? Even when you see the movies and you see the castles and, you know, they look cold and damp and rock on the walls from it being so many years ago. But yet to me, I feel like I know the passages and I know the land because I've lived there and I've experienced it and I've lived in those castles and understood those stories and those truths. Why, when I see a woman that looks like she was just a commoner that lived outside the castle in those dresses and her hands are dirty and she has dirt on her face and a long braid in her hair, does that resonate with me as being like a mother to me? Or like when I watch Little House on the Prairie, and every time I would look in the eyes of the woman who was Ma, could I see myself and feel a past lifetime or feel a connection? Your movies, your foods, your clothing, your experiences, where you like to live, what you surround yourself by. If you notice, I love horses and I love living on a ranch. My husband very much connects with the ocean and the sea. And yet for me, that brings anxiety and fears up if I'm near the water. I'm actually afraid of water. And I do go on big ferries, but I know that I have trauma from drowning in a previous lifetime. So I'm aware of what's happened and what happened in my lifetime. The smell of salt air actually can sometimes trigger a past life memory for me that does not bring joy. So past lives are really important. And taking journeys through them is fun and interesting and knowledgeable. But the importance is because what can it do for you now? This is what this is all about. You're in this lifetime, in this experience. How can it help you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and now romantically? Why are those love bonds so entrenched in you? Are you blocking yourself from meeting your soulmate? Or have you already met your soulmate? Let's find out together. When you take the journey into the meditation, please be open and remember there are no rules. You may see the same person, you may see different people in various forms, male, female, animal. Be open. And you may recognize the eyes behind the soul that you're looking at. Be open. And when you come out of your meditation, write things down in your journal. And then ask yourself, what can I do with this knowledge? And how can the knowledge help me now? That's the question. Have an amazing day. And I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.